Certain to whip you before you went to bed as the sun ever shone. And you know what he used to tell us children about that? He never was bad, he never was rough, never was bored with us. But he said, I hate to do this, it hurts me as bad as good as you. But I'm fulfilling my promise, I'm keeping my promise. And if you ever told one of us, boy, I'll whip you, well, you just well get yourself in shape, he's going to have it. He didn't forget it. Most of mothers would forget it.
Yeah.
But now Dad was one that didn't forget. He had an awful good memory. Maybe that's why I got all the
Yeah. Did he ever use a new word besides whipping? Did he ever say, I'll give you a...
Thrashing. Lots of play. Lots of people say, well, instead of saying, I'll give you a whipping, I'll give you a thrashing.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, that, you might say, same thing, but just in a different word.
Yeah. Okay, so if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say that Bob, what, a lot in 1 year?
Bob's grown a lot
okay.
The last year. Often he's grown up fast or something
okay.
Like that.
And you might you say in just 1 month he, what, 2 inches?
Yeah, he's growing up awful fast, and he's grew 2 inches in the last 2 or 3 months or something like that, you know. That would be the expression he'd use about it.
Okay.
If he were growing up fast. Which some children, you know, grew up faster than others anyway.
Yeah.
That's natural. I reckon that's human nature.
Yeah. Okay, what about a child that's born to a woman that's not married? What do you call that?
That's a bastard.
Okay. Any other
words? Illegitimate. Two different words. My days growing up, you hear people talk about a bastard child.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what a bastard child was, but I got up big enough to learn myself what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
Real, correct deals is illegitimate.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear any other expression that, like if you call someone a bastard, it's pretty bad, or is it? I mean, it seems like it's a word that would make someone mad, you know. Is there any other more neutral expression, like woods cult or something like that?
Yeah, that's going back right there, apply to the illegitimate child, woods cult. I've heard that expression a lot. Old people use that a lot. Say, so-and-so, yeah, maybe he's a great big boy or a great big girl, you know.
Uh-huh.
He or she is a woods coat. Well, that meant a illegitimate child.
Uh-huh. So. Any other expressions?
No, I believe that just about covered that for you.
Okay. Okay, tell me about the word loving. You say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
Even tempered
or... Okay, but even the word loving, say, but Peggy is...
Jane. Yes, and Peggy's... You can say, for instance, well, Peggy's an awful loving kind of a child.
But her sister is even...
Yeah.
Even what?
Even more so, maybe.
Even...
More loving than she is.
Okay.
Something to that effect.
Okay. And your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
Okay. And a child that's lost both parents would be called a...
Wait a minute. Bring it. Sit down.
Child that's lost both parents.
Oh, that's an orphan.
Okay. What if it grew up in an institution? Would you have another name for it?
Well, now let's see.